Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Project, with the aim to promote unrecognized local indie and urban music production across multiple European countries in order to increase transborder mobility of music, creativity, and improve the capacity of cultural operators for long-term sustainable and intercultural exchange. I am Patrick Domanico from Near FM Dublin, Ireland, but you can easily find me online as Coco Brace, and my duty of the day is playing amazing tunes from Ireland. If you like it, feel free to share the episode wherever you want, and of course, don't forget to follow me, but not a Tom, please, per favore. Ciancio le bande, iniziamo, let's listen to the first song of the episode.
Until you don't have it. dress rehearsal of past the parcel. Her problem becomes your problem, and then that problem is mine.
Beautiful people, let me introduce Caleb, the artist that I have the honor to interview for this episode of Indire. Hey Caleb, are you here?
Hey Patrick, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you having me on. It's a joy to be here.
It's my pleasure completely. So Caleb, would you like to introduce yourself with our audience?
Brilliant. Well, my name is Caleb Kunle. I am an artist, a musician, guitarist, producer. I was born in Lagos, Nigeria, and when I was at the humble age of 8, I moved to rural Ireland, primarily around like Laois, stayed in Ballylinan for a while. And at the moment, I'm living in London after traveling around the world a bit, but very much still Nigerian Irish and loving the experience.
Wow, that's amazing. And when did you start playing music?
So I had a very extreme, in a sense, experience of starting music. When I was 12, I lost an aunt when I was quite young, and I didn't know how to grieve her. So one day, when I was around 12 years old, I turned on the TV, and I just was listening to, like, basically MTV Bass was on, Don't Funk With My Heart by Black Eyed Peas was playing, and I just started dancing quite intensely, and, like, music just felt like the right way to go. And I guess from then on, I just joined the choir. I started practicing in youth clubs. And then when I turned 18, after already learning to produce, I started playing guitar. Mm-hmm. And then there was no going back after that.
Wow, super cool. Let's talk about your last records.
So my last records, I guess, have been a journey into self-awareness and like mm-hmm. self-ownership. You know, my first releases were around 2017, where I put out a song called Eden, where I was very lucky to get some sponsorship from NME Magazine. They helped me to get my first EP into the world. And over the time, I've just been putting out some singles whilst I'm discovering my sound. But over the last, I guess, 4 years, I've kind of gotten a clear idea of what that is. And it's very much soul, a bit of folk and blues and funk. So my last single was Power, which I put out in April. And before then, I put out another one called All In Your Head last year. Power is very much about self-empowerment. It's quite like, it's similar, or it has some references to some of my favorite musicians like Nina Simone, James Brown, the Beatles. There's quite a lot of color and instrumentation in the music, so that's what my sound is.
I really love that song. As a matter of fact, it will be the feature song of the week, and I really like that, and it's part of my playlist as well. But I'm curious to know, what's your main source of inspiration? Because your lyrics are very deep, no? And it's a bit, I don't want to say uncommon in this era, but you know, like it's like a pleasure, no? Even reading your lyrics,
you know. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks to you, Caleb. But what's the
music has saved my life, man. Music is definitely not something that I think of very lightly. It has so much power, and I guess I'm in love with the craft. I always appreciate and go into the past quite often. I look at old great records from, you know, people as far as Nick Drake, looking into, like, you know, I look into Billie Holiday, I look into mm-hmm. James Brown, I look into the great songwriters of our time like James Fauntleroy or Elton John. And essentially, I've just come to an understanding that, like, great music songwriting wise is just, it's basically a really sweet text from your best friend. That's what I try to imagine my lyric writing is. I want my lyric writing to be something that someone at some point will listen or read, and they will feel like they know me, because I really just want to crystallize what my feelings are. And I guess words in itself are just so special. Words, if you say in just a word of spell, they are like magic. You know, you make a word, you spell something out, and that has a magical effect. So I definitely enjoy the craft of spelling words that fill people with life.
Amazing, amazing, Caleb. Another question about power. I watched the video and it's amazing.
Thank you.
What's the idea behind? So I invite our listeners, by the way, to watch like Caleb Kanler Power. So how did you get the idea of that video?
So Power itself was a video that was, I guess the story behind Power was that power is within everyone. Everyone has the ability to create something timeless or impactful on the world. And so myself and a good friend, Emmanuel Lee, who directed the video, we're just in a single phone call. We were just like, oh, let's maybe make up some time to call and discuss about this idea. But then we're like, no, actually, what feels like the most immediate way of expressing power? Like, what if we were in the resistance? Like, we were the resistance, but our weapon was our art. And so we just kind of started tumbling into this world that we were creating, like a resistance force against, you know, repression, against people who don't want you to speak your voice. And like, you know, so we just came up with this idea of a bunch of people living in a space where they have instruments and their instruments are their weapon, and like they're training their craft, i.e. they're practicing, they're getting better at their art. And that's basically the base premise of Power. So it's just like an art resistance.
That's amazing. The last question before listening to Power Together, what's your plan for the future in terms of music?
Oh, we have so many exciting plans coming. I definitely am dreaming about a headline in Ireland, hopefully next year at some point. But in the fall, we have a single coming out on the 27th of September, so in a couple of weeks actually.
Okay.
And that's going to be called Easier Strife, and following that will be a few live videos as well as a music video for Easier Strife as well, which I'm very excited for you to see. And also after that we have another single coming out which would be Healing, which also means a lot to me, and I'm sure that hopefully it will mean something to you when you get there. We have an EP basically coming out at the later part of the year, so by November. Mm-hmm. And I guess I haven't expressed that anywhere else, so this is the first place we hear that. And then next year we have another EP, and we have a lot of shows and tours coming up, so please do keep an eye out on the space. We have a lot of exciting things coming.
Yeah, exactly. Where we can keep an eye of you? So I guess the main social media, or do you have some other channel where we can follow you, Caleb?
So the best place I would share is definitely social media and Spotify. Mm-hmm. Essentially I'm quite active on Instagram. So my Instagram is Caleb, so Caleb_KUNLE. You find me there, and you know I'm open to connect. I don't bite. We met through Instagram. Well, we met through email actually. So yeah, and then after that as well, you know, Spotify, there's a lot of music coming out. Join my mailing list as well. I have a little mailing list where I send my crew of people demos, and we talk about shows coming up. So there's a lot of community building around the project. So yeah, Instagram is the first place.
Wow, that's great. So let's listen together, Caleb Kanley, Power.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to you.
Power to the people, one and all. No discrimination, it's time to stand tall. This information is for you and I. So spread the news from the mountain top. Power for you, for me. Power for you, for me.
Power. I've got the power to fight the power. The time is ours, so take the lead. I've got the power now to fight the power. The time is ours, so come on.
Power is yours for the taking. Don't throw it away. You've fallen before, but you'll rise another day. If they keep on taking, you got nothing to lose. So look in the mirror and get yourself in the groove.
Pushing forward, pushing forward, pushing forward, pushing
my
forward.
My brothers and my sisters, the living dreams of our forward. Ancestors. Pushing you are the future forward. Now.
Pushing pushing the forward.
Unstoppable,
pushing forward.
Unbreakable,
pushing forward.
Limitless, soul.
Pushing forward.
Energy
pushing
should never
forward.
Be created or
pushing
destroyed.
Forward.
And that
pushing
potential
forward.
Rests within.
Pushing forward.
With her quickness, she led me on to bed. She said, come and rest your little spirit, love, where you rest your head. No, don't worry about the darkness, what the night has in store. No ghosts, ghouls, unholy childs are waiting at the door.
Too.
in the city that you like. To go dreaming right by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard not to be free when you walk right beside me. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Charlie, I don't feel bad. I feel alive in the city you despise. And wait for the day when you come riding all by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard just to be. If it matters, you lie. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine
here.
So don't feel bad.
As usual, allow me the pleasure to remind you all the lovely Indire network that is composed by radio student from Croatia, Radio Helsinki from Austria, Civil Radio Budapest, Hungary, IMA RTV, Andalusia, Spain, Radio Campus from France, Radio Korax, Halle, Germany, radio students from Ljubljana, Slovenia, and of course, Near FM from Dublin, Ireland. Don't forget to visit our website, indire.eu, where you can find all the episodes and the archive of the featured song, and you can discover more about the project and the artists we played for you.
Working on miracles.
soldier,
her purple eyes.
Nobody's soldier,
I'm gonna be nobody's soldier.
Interview of this episode of Indie Re with Angela Dorgan. She's the director of Island Music Week, a very important festival here in Ireland. Ciao Angela, what's the story of Island Music Week?
So Ireland Music Week used to be called Hardworking Class Heroes, and it's the annual showcase and a conference event for Irish music for the last 22 years. It is, we showcase 50 artists over two nights, 2 days of conference, a substantial amount of one-to-one training and access for all our artists with buyers from around the world, including one-to-one Spotify editor meetings, and then a comprehensive conference we're bringing in this year 104 buyers from around the world. So it's quite a condensed festival, and we select 50 of the most export-ready Irish artists From an application of about 750.
That's amazing. And in your opinion, what's the importance of promoting independent artists and urban music?
So Ireland Music Week falls in a talent development pipeline that we run. So Ireland Music Week is run by the company, the Music Office, First Music Contact. And we also work with artists to develop their, help them develop their professional careers, and then post after Ireland Music Week, then our Music Export Office, Music from Ireland, supports those artists to showcase around the globe. So Ireland Music Week is essential in that talent development pipeline to get our Irish artists in front of international buyers, so that they can start making the jump from domestic audiences to international audiences and help them build their careers. Ireland is perhaps too small an industry or a territory for them to just survive on independent careers here. So it's very important to us that all of the soundtrack to Ireland's music is heard, and that indie as well as pop and everything else. So for us, it's a unique annual opportunity to bring buyers from all over the world, bring their ears to Ireland and to launch 50 careers internationally.
Thank you, Angela. And what we can expect from the upcoming edition of Ireland Music Week, and what are the dates of the music festival?
So Ireland Music Week runs from October 1st to October 4th, with the showcases being featuring on the 3rd and the 4th, and the conference happening on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th. What you can expect is some really, really good music. I know I'm totally biased, but Ireland is producing some of the best music we have in decades, and you can see by past, you know, featured artists at Ireland Music Week include Hozier and Pillow Queens and Fontaines DC and loads of other Irish artists like CMAT and others that your audiences will be familiar with. So it's that level that you can expect. It will be two nights of showcasing, one half day of showcasing, 3 days of conference, 2 days of speed meetings. So that will total 1,250 individual conversations between artists and buyers from around the world. So it's an intense couple of days, but it's an amazing couple of days. And it's an opportunity for Irish artists to demonstrate how great they are, but also an opportunity for global buyers to see our artists in front of a home audience.
That's amazing, and thank you very much, Angela, for this interview. I'll see you at Ireland Music Week.
Wonderful.
Let it all so I can get some relief. Maybe now you've got it out of your teeth. I can see you're only perfectly still.
I'll get my fill, I won't break the chains. lines that fall in place.
Nobody's having a good time.
Coffee fills a cup with a burning mirror. Last night gets nearer. Dark, all gray. Everything crawls today when it should be walking. Nobody talking. Don't you worry now, don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you worry now, don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you worry now, don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you worry now, it'll be alright. It's late. Your head in your hands, you say much longer. I wish I could be stronger. And I know it's hell. I'll help you when you help yourself. But do I really need to? Or do I really see you? Well, don't you worry now, don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you worry now, don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you worry now, don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you cry. Nobody's having a good time. Don't you worry now. Don't you cry. Thank you.
So I've got everything that I need.
It for this episode. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I'll see you when I see you. Love you. Don't forget me. E ciao.
Radio Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.